This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Will in Tennessee is struggling with questions concerning God's sovereignty. He listened to your message on Romans 12:9, abhor what is evil, and he provides this quote from what you said. Genuine love must hate in order to be love. Paul says, let love be genuine, abhorring what is evil. In this world, a fallen world where there's evil, hurting people and dishonoring God, you gotta hate that or you can't love people. If you don't hate anything in this world, you can't possibly love, because things are killing people. Things are destroying people. Things are dishonoring God. If you can't hate, you can't love. Love has hate in it. If love is the doing of good for people, love is the hating of what destroys people. And he says, here's my problem. One of the tenets of Calvinism, as he understands it, would be that evil is used by God. John has said that God uses sin to bring about his will. So it follows that if anyone is suffering at the hands of someone else committing an evil act, that is God's will through his sovereignty. Now I think you can see my problem, he writes. If we are to hate what is evil, then we are hating, striving against God's will. And wouldn't it also be true that if love hates what is evil and God is love, then God is against himself? I'm just trying to do the math.
You do hate what God wills to happen if he wills that you hate what he wills to happen. In other words, God's willing something might be precisely so that it would be hated. When God ordained the death of his son for my sin, he ordained that sin happen. It's a sin to murder the Son of God. And nothing is clearer in the Bible than that God bruised his own son, and he willed that there be a Pilate with his expediency, a Judas with his betrayal, a Herod with his mockery, soldiers with their scorn, crowds and mobs crying, crucify him, crucify him. All that is the fulfillment of prophecy and the performance of the sovereign will of God, and every minute of it should be hated. And we should thank God for it, because it saved us. So he has, the question reflects an oversimplification of things, like you can't hate something and be thankful for it at the same time. You can't hate something and consider it evil and also an expression of God's will. It might help to put these categories in place. I operate, because the Bible leads me to, with two understandings of the will of God: the moral will of God, which is revealed in Scripture, and the sovereign will of God, which is everything that comes to pass because God is sovereign. God could either stop something, and he permits it, or he causes something. And so whether he's permitting it or whether he's causing it directly, he's willing it because he's allowing it to happen or bringing it about. And so all things are God's will sovereignly. That's one way to talk about the will of God. The other way is to say, thou shalt not kill is the will of God. So he can ordain that someone kill his son and say at the same time, thou shalt not kill. That's not schizophrenia, he said, is God against himself. He's not against himself. He has his wise and holy purposes for ordaining what he ordains. And we should govern our lives according to the revealed will of God. When it says, thou shalt not kill or covet, we shouldn't kill or covet. If God gives a person up to his own covetousness as a means of judgment, then you can look at that covetousness and say, according to Romans 1, that's God's will, that that person be given up into their covetousness. And yet we should not covet, because God said, thou shalt not covet. So I don't disagree that we should hate the horrific evil that is in the world. We should hate Satan's designs to destroy people. Even though God could snatch Satan out of this world in a minute, he could take him away. He's clearly willing that there be a Satan. Otherwise, he'd destroy him in a minute. And therefore, the fact that Satan is there by God's permission and design doesn't reduce my hatred of Satan, because God ordains that I hate Satan. In fact, one of the reasons he's leaving Satan marauding in the world is precisely so that there would be this kind of occasion for the moral dynamic of my engagement with evil, in which I declare myself against evil. If there were no evil there, that kind of dynamic wouldn't even be happening. So I think I still agree with everything I said in that long sentence you quoted, and just would encourage Will. I think it's The Pleasures of God. I have an essay called Are There Two Wills in God? That is, does God both will the salvation of all men and will the salvation of only some men? And I argue yes, because both of those are in the Scripture, and I try to struggle there with how they work out in the Bible and in our practical experience. So that would be one possible place for him to think further with me about that.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.